It's time now for your letters. We want to start with a correction. Last week, we interviewed Kelly McEffers, a foreign correspondent for NPR, who's covered the often violent aftermath of the Arab Spring in Bahrain, Yemen, and Syria. We talked to her about her new radio documentary. It's called Diary of a Bad Year, and it features in-the-moment confessions from McEffers, a reporter with a husband and small child, like this.
Yeah, right, so this is one of those moments where you're, like, speeding down the road in a car with dudes with guns. You have no idea where you're going, and part of you thinks it's a really good idea. I'm also worried that if I make it out, that's, like, every time you make it out okay, that's, like, further down the road you go, thinking that you're always going to make it out okay.
Diary of a Bad Year was produced by Jay Allison and the public radio website transom.org, which we failed to mention on the air last week. We got letters from you about reporter Ina Jaffe's story about the early stages of Alzheimer's. 73-year-old Pansy Green was candid and honest about her slow but inevitable slide into the disease, like when she got lost on a routine trip in her neighborhood and had to call her son-in-law for help.
So I called him. He said, just tell me to cross streets and I'll come and get you. And I stayed there until he came. And it didn't take him very long. So I wasn't that far from home, but I couldn't find my way out.
Tamara Reel of Ann Arbor, Michigan, told us the story of her husband, Carl, who slipped into dementia several years ago. She wrote, Carl has Lewy body dementia, and I'm writing about what some in the medical profession have called the Alzheimerization of dementia. Not all dementia is Alzheimer's. Why is this important? Because some 1.3 million Americans have Lewy body dementia, and medications that can work well for Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease can have significantly negative consequences. This is a truly frightening situation for anyone trying to care for a loved one with cognitive impairment. We always want to hear your questions or concerns. You can click on the Contact Us link at NPR.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend and at NPR Scott Simon. This is NPR News.